One of the most heard pieces of advice from a doctor is you need to get more exercise, and walking is generally accepted to be a very good form of exercise. But today, you're telling me that where we walk may be as important as actually walking?
Exactly, and it's pretty exciting. And the idea of exactly that, where we walk, and in particular, walking in nature or spending time in the outdoors, away from sort of cities and urban centers, seems to confer some real psychological benefits on multiple levels.
So the first one I can think of is it's beautiful. Does that matter?
I think so. You know, and one thing is we're pretty good at right now at quantifying the benefits. We're not entirely sure about why they're there. But I think that might be a piece of it. You know, one thing we find is that people who walk in nature experiences some differences relative to people who do the same amount of walking but in urban centers or suburbia. And one of the big things has to do with our mind. Folks who walk in nature tend to show less rumination, less likelihood to get stuck in thoughts, to spend time going over and over thoughts again. Folks who are out in nature seem to spend less time doing that. And not only that, but scientists have actually gone in and neuroimaged walkers in nature versus walkers in urban centers. And what we see is there are differences in brain activation as well. So, you know, walking can change your brain. And it seems to be if you're in nature, your brain changes in different ways than if you're walking just, you know, around town or in a city.
Is research in this area old or is it relatively new?
I think, you know, really in the last 10, 20 years, we've seen a big push for trying to better understand this. Some researchers at the University of Essex in the United Kingdom have spent quite a bit of time now over several years kind of accumulating evidence suggesting that this effect is there. And they have really strong evidence that there is a quantifiable effect of green spaces and exercise in nature over exercise in urban settings. You know, and they can look at it in multiple ways. One thing they found is both mood and self-esteem improvements as well, that individuals who are walking in natural settings tend to see greater improvements in self-esteem, how they feel about themselves or how do they relate to their sense of self as a person, and some tangible gains in mood or an increase in baseline mood.
That's fascinating. Do you have any idea why one's self-esteem would be boosted walking in nature?
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question here. And there we have some theories, but we're not quite clear on exactly what's going on here. And, you know, I think the safest guess when science and we're seeing something like this is there are probably multiple explanations of what's happening. You know, one is that there's some research suggesting that, you know, individuals have a greater sense of spirituality or a sense of something bigger than themselves in natural settings. So it could be that spending time in these spaces really is fundamentally changing some psychological processes where someone gets a grander sense of the world or maybe their problems seem somewhat less significant in the light of a bigger perspective. So that could be a piece that's there. It also could be as simple as cities sometimes are not very healthy, from traffic noise to pollutants. You know, there could be actual sort of physical health challenges of being in urban spaces. So spending a little bit of time away from that is likely to confer some health benefits as well. So it's probably not one thing, but a combination of multiple factors that really leads to a positive experience. And one nice piece about this is the exercise doesn't really have to be intense. So those researchers in the UK also looked at intensity of exercise. And what they found is that the biggest health benefit, you know, the dose response was on low intensity exercise. So not, you know, not power walking, not trail running or, you know, running ultra marathons in the woods, but even just going for a really simple stroll can confer many of the positive effects. And yes, higher intensity gives you a little more, but they really are diminishing returns. The strongest effect was found for folks who just got into that low intensity category. So I think what's nice here is that this really is an accessible benefit for most of us, right? That you know, that even getting out and going for short walks and in a slow pace can confer a benefit that, that really we can all find in areas around where we are.
Was a distinction made between walking in nature in what I would assume would be somewhere like land between the lakes or walking in nature in a rural neighborhood in like in Murray? Is that any difference between those two levels, or is it just that versus a city wall?
Right. Most of the questions have been on city. But I think you're right. Future research is really needed to parse out what exactly are we looking for. I think in general, though, where and you look at from the experience of participants and some studies that looked qualitatively at this, that folks report sort of greater benefits when they're more surrounded by nature or immersed in that setting. So I think it's reasonable to assume that, yeah, trails on LBL or you know, could be simple as an arboretum, or many cities now are doing green spaces, like Hopkinsville has the Greenway and sort of hike, you know, spaces even within the city that give a natural setting, you know, really can offer something that maybe is more powerful than just a walk down city streets.